Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're too kind. Thank you so much. Welcome, welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I, as usual, I am excited to talk to you, to connect to you. This show, Reality Spirituality, gives me the opportunity to share with you what I have learned throughout my years of being on this planet. Reality spirituality breaks down our everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator to figure out, to discover, to find out why we aren't as happy, why we aren't living as happy as we could. I want to invite you to call in with your comments, suggestions, questions, share your experiences. The number here is 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. We have a half hour, and it's going to be jam-packed with one subject. And that subject today is choices. I've talked a lot in the past about it's not what happens to you. It's your reaction to what happens to you that counts. Crap is going to fly at you every day of your life, sometimes every hour on the hour, and it's up to you to choose, and only you to choose, and I'm only here to share, but it's up to you to choose how you are going to react. How are you going to feel? How are you going to respond? All of those, your reactions are choices. Now, getting angry is a choice. And believe me, I was the queen. I think I invented getting angry or staying angry and staying angry for a long time. But I got to a place where anger, being angry, just wasn't serving me. And what I mean by that is I no longer felt good getting angry. And I'm only speaking for myself. It doesn't, to me, it's uncomfortable. It's like fingernails scratching on a blackboard. No, it doesn't work anymore. But we all have choices, and I don't know if you were listening on Monday. Let me just give you a recap. I was sharing with you that I was having a bad day. Well, guess what? I chose to have a bad day. I chose to feel rotten. I chose to poke my lips out and pout. I chose to be upset. Yes, it was my choice. And why? Because I thought I didn't have any other option. That's right. Me. Rebecca Lynn Norrington, Reality Spirituality. As of last Monday, I thought I didn't have any other option. And guess what? I acted like I didn't have any option because my lips stayed poked out almost for a week. And why? Because somebody didn't call me. Somebody very close to me didn't call me. What I discovered, well, this is what happens with me. Anytime I go through a challenge in my life or something that is out of the ordinary, something that just doesn't flow the way I want it to, I have a choice to respond. And before Monday, this particular situation, someone that I've known for, almost 15 years, we're very, very close, and decided not to call me and decided not to call me and tell me that he wasn't going to call me. Jesus, that's just the worst. So I was angry. Well, let's say this. I was upset. I was hurt. I was reacting like somebody had taken something from me. But this is the bottom line. This is what I got out of it. Because this is what the universe does to me. I swear they torture me all the time. Thanks a lot, fellas. And this was my torture, and this is what I discovered. The reason why I was pouting for almost a week, let's just say 7 days, let's just make it a week straight. The reason why I was pouting for 7 days, because I did not get that phone call. Oh, yes, on day 8, I did get a phone call. But for 7 days, I pouted. Do you know why? See, I know intellectually, and I know that it's never about somebody else and what they did to me. So I knew that intellectually, but it still bothered me. And what I discovered on that 8th day was the reason why I was so upset is because I was looking at the situation one way. One way. How many times have I shared with you that there are so many perspectives, there are countless ways to look at any one situation. We are as different as our fingerprints, and even as many people are in the world, that's how many ways we can look at any given situation. Because everybody's going to see the same thing slightly different. Because we're all different. So I was so upset and I was bothered because I was only looking at it one way through my limited vision. And that's what I'm talking about when I say we have choices. When my father died in 2008, the death was June 25th, 2008, but the service was held on July the 2nd, 2008, a few days later. And my son, who lives in New York, flew in just for the day, just for the services. So I got to see him on that day. And let me tell you something. That day was one of the most beautiful, memorable, satisfying, emotionally, spiritually days that I have ever experienced. After the service, and I've shared this story a couple of times, but I want to share it again. After the service, my only son and I went to the beach. He was flying out. He was going back to New York that same evening. So the service was over around 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the afternoon. And he was flying back, I believe it was 6:30, 7, 8 o'clock. It was before it got dark. So we only had a few hours. We only had maybe 2 or 3 hours. We drove to the beach. And we parked. It was a beautiful day, beautiful summer day. And it was a Tuesday, so there weren't a lot of people on the beach. And we sat there, and my son Nathan asked me, "Mom, how do you feel? How do you feel now that Gramps is dead?" He's an only child, and this was his first experience with death. And what was that? 2008. But 24 years old. I think he was 24. You do the math. I'm busy doing a show. And when he asked me that question, I could feel my father's spirit, and my father was a jokester. My father would make a joke, and he loved to make people laugh. And so I felt my father at that time. And when my son asked me, how do you feel now that Gramps is dead? I made a joke. He's dead? What? When did that happen? I didn't say when did that happen, but I did say he's dead. And the way I said it, it was light, it was fun, it was funny, and we both broke out in laughter. It was the laughter, because I just kept going on and on. What do you mean? Who told you that? Are you sure? How? I just spoke with him a few days ago. It just went on and on and on. Now, this is my father, and I was very close with my father, especially the last few years, when his health was declining. And I was basically more of a parent than a daughter. And what my point is this, it was my choice to choose that response. I felt I had a responsibility to my son. When I go, I do not want him crying and sobbing and oh, woe is me, my mother is gone. Oh, boo, hoo, boo. No. And so I didn't want that for him, and I wasn't even feeling that for myself. So my question to you is, how many people would have chosen that response on that day, an hour after someone buried a parent? Now, I'm not saying this to, oh, you're great, Rebecca, you're just the best, which, you know, I'm not saying to get praise. I'm saying that to, I'm sharing this with you to offer there are other ways to respond. Ways that are going to make you feel good. Because quite frankly, when somebody dies, there's only a few things we all say. And they're all learned. And it's conditioned responses. Gee, I'm sorry. First of all, our voice. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Now, I'm not saying that that's not sincere, but I'm saying that we have a choice. And on that day, I chose to be grateful for his life. And I chose to represent his life with a smile and with a joke. And a great joke, too. So my question to you, my dear listeners, are you choosing your responses? Or are you saying what everybody else would say? I have another question. If the phone rings, okay, let me back up. How many times has this happened? Someone calls you, you see who it is, and for whatever reason, you just don't feel like talking to them. Bring, bring, ow, hell, I don't want to talk to her. Oh, I don't feel like talking to him. How many times has that happened to you? It's happened to me. But what do we do? Do we pick up the phone and talk to them even when we don't want to? So this is my point. Be mindful that you can make choices about anything. Different choices that you've chosen yesterday or that you've a week ago or a year ago. Choose something different. Just practice it, because the choice is yours. And let me tell you something. That week when I had my lips poked out and I was just out of sorts. I was struggling. And let me tell you why I was struggling. I was struggling because I didn't want to look at it a different way. I didn't want to look at the situation any other way than the way I was looking at it. Because I thought that the way I was looking at it is right. It's so inconsiderate. It's so rude. What if something happened to me and you haven't called? But see, if I had looked at it another way, which let's see, I know this person loves me and cares about me. It's not about him not loving me and caring about me. That's not it at all. I knew that. I know that. It's what if this person who I love and care about, what if they just needed a break from the world? What if they didn't feel like talking to me? And it's not personal. I was taking everything personally. What if they got an assignment? The work took them away. What if they lost their cell phone? What? There's 100 other ways. No. Hundreds, millions of other ways to look at any situation instead of the way you look at it. Millions of different ways. And that's what I'm talking about when I say choice. We're going to take a quick 30, 40 second break. And we're going to come back with some more reality, spirituality. I invite you to call in with your ideas, with your thoughts, with your suggestions, with your view. The number is 646-564-9619. You're listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Abrupt. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and we are talking about choices. And we're talking about being mindful of looking at a situation where you have looked at it same way for years and years and decades. Somebody steps on your foot, you're pissed. Someone cuts you off in traffic, you're annoyed. Someone's slow at the checkout stand, you're frustrated. There's another way to be. There's another way to live if you choose. You know, here on Reality Spirituality, it is all about living happily ever after. And that is a choice. The beginning of last year, let me ask a question first. Have you ever met anyone who has taken a 40-day vow of silence? 40 days, not 10 days, not 3 days, not 20 days, not 3 weeks, 40 friggin' days of silence. And that's what I did to begin my year 2011. And I'm sharing this with you because I chose to do that because after I began talking again, or even during the time I was asked a lot, why? Is it a religious thing? Are you just constant questions about why did I do it? And the reason why I did it was something that only I can. Look how only I can explain, and it's hard to explain because what I got from it was I got so much wealth of insight. Does that make sense? So much wealth of insight. Oh, no. A wealth of insight. That makes more sense. A wealth of insight. And one of the things, when we're talking about choices and being conditioned and saying the things, it's saying the things, you know what? It's just like saying, hi, how are you? I'm fine. Have a nice day. Even that is a choice. Change it up. Be creative. I want to encourage you to just kind of shake it up a little bit and let's do some different things and go down some different roads. Because when we're going down the same road, when we're getting angry for the same things over and over and over again, guess what that means? Time's up. It means that you're not growing. If you're making the same choices when the same things happen to you, it just means we're not growing. And this Reality Spirituality show has come into my life because of the growth that I've experienced over the last 10 years, it's actually more than that, but this last, I mean, who can remember? I can't even remember 2 weeks ago. So I threw the number out. But it is a... Life is about growth. And if we're doing the same things and making the same choices and there's no growth, guess what's next? In fact, you know what? I think that a lack of growth, I'm speaking for myself. I think that's one of the reasons that it sparked this desire to do something different, because I was stagnating. I was doing the same things, having the same moods. It was just a vicious cycle of the same toxic behavior. And finally, it stopped feeling good. So I just want to encourage you, my dear listeners, to think about an incident, a person, a situation that rubs you the wrong way. But I want to challenge you to find another way to look at it. And you'll know when you find that other way to look at it, you know when you discover another way to look at it that makes you smile. See, my lips poking out last week, he does love me. He needed some alone time. That's not personal. And have you not seen someone for a while, and then when you see them after a long period of time, isn't it exciting? Isn't it fun? Isn't it, oh, hands go up in the air, the smiles get big. I know when I see my son every few months, or sometimes 10 months, sometimes a year, sometimes a year and a half, oh my goodness, it's like the 4th of July. So if I was focusing on when I would see, when I would talk to this person, instead of poking my lips out as why he hasn't called, do you feel the shift? I mean, it would lighten me up. It's almost, wow, this is great. What an opportunity to miss someone. What an opportunity to look forward to the next time I speak with someone. That's all I'm saying. I am so excited that you joined me tonight. We're coming to the end of the show. I would like to invite you to listen on Sunday, this Sunday at noon, Pacific Standard Time, to Reality Spirituality. And remember, this is your show too. So feel free to call in. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your support. Thank you for checking me out on Facebook. Thank you for following me on Twitter. Thank you for all of it. And you've been listening to Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Talk to you on Sunday.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.